Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This here is the Cavco Broadcasting System. Go blow it out your ass. Okay, it's the 24th. Now it's Christmas Eve. Did I say yesterday was Christmas Eve? Yesterday is not Christmas Eve. Today is Christmas Eve. I got two big goddamn cups for coffee, and they're in there. There's no coffee in them, because I forgot to make the coffee. fuck. So we're doing an encore for Tuesday at Christmas Eve. I'm trying to think of what the hell we could do for Christmas Eve. I know. How about if we just do yesterday's Christmas Eve show? Why is the level down so fucking low on this piece of shit? Hello. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I know I backed this down a little bit. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, shit. What do I do? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. That's probably too fucking loud, but I don't give a flying fuck, you know? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. And a 1, 2, 3. Oh, you know what? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Beast Mode officially is back in Seattle. Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks have an agreement. How... Is he still really good? Fuck, I ain't followed football, so I don't know. I know I make a big issue out of that, but I want to. All right, now, let's check out and see what we got here in the archive. See what we're dealing with here. The 24th in 2018. Let me see here. That didn't work out so special, did it? No, because there, that's what I want to do. And let's see what we got. What we're looking at here is the 24th. I wonder what we did last year. Did I take a big long vacation last year? I don't remember. Obviously the vacation this year was me being sick last week. That's it for vacation time, Jack. That's the fact, Jack. That's the fact, Jack, man. Beep, 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 beep. Archives. I bet you I got money that says we did an encore show of some kind. I know I did. It was this time last year that I just got done doing that, the Connors. Tuesday, Monday. Recaps activities from last week, then brings in Vernon Dozier, who's so sick of football he pretended to contemplate suicide. Okay, that's the Christmas Eve show from last year. So let's check it out, man. Download show, and then I guess we need to get a classic thing. Sorry if I'm, you know, but this cold is like, you know, and it's not, it hasn't been anything that's been, it hasn't been any tougher to deal with than just needing to take naps. In other words, it's not, I'm not a sick animal or anything. I've been going around doing, you know, taking care of chores, my various chores. And errands and all that good shit. But it's today I went into a sneezing thing. You know how you, I usually, this is, everybody's different when it comes to sneezes. I'm not sure, but I sneeze twice. That's it. Twice. I was two and then another one. Some people I've heard maybe have three. And some people sneeze like five fucking times, six times, seven times, right? I'm talking about people that are in good health. In other words, you're not sick, you don't have a cold, but you sneeze because something's irritated your sinuses or something. And even if I'm sick, I usually will sneeze maybe four times tops. This morning, I was sneezing for a whole goddamn half hour. Hold on for a minute. I went, I had lunch with Lauren, because she is helping me with getting some paperwork together for SAG and for AFTRA. It's a, kind of my some work stuff. And I was fine. I had lunch. I had my usual Cobb salad with minus the bacon bits. You know, I'm just like, you know, Mr. Healthy. And but then I got home, man, I was fucking beat. I don't know what the hell it was, but all of a sudden I was like goddamn tired. Let's see what we got here, man. So, all right, I already downloaded that. I want to, first of all, take a look and see what we need for a classic show. Man. So, yeah, this is definitely a... When I was a kid, I got sick every Christmas. Every goddamn Christmas, I had bronchitis. Bronchitis is a chest cold, basically, where you sound like Froggy Froggerton. And, you know, you got, you know, like a little kid and you got laryngitis. July 2000, June 99, let's see, I don't have a June 99, I'm going to have June 98, let's see what we got preceding that. I seriously doubt if I've got anything from June. Well, what do you know, June of 98, there it is. This is going to be KFI, this is going to be recorded off the radio stuff, June. Mavis Leonard left her young grandchildren in her locked car with the windows rolled up, and she was shopping and claims that a man broke a window in her car in an act of random violence. Jeff Dowder says that water skiing at the river. She also doesn't have an air conditioner in the car. Jeff Dowder says that water skiing at the river has gone to hell because of all the jet skiers and what he calls water trogs. Talks about ass skiing. What the fuck? Man, how do you like that, man? Another goddamn Christmas. Man, I, you know, just like years just for me right now, they're just sailing by now, man. I'm like, goddamn years are just flying, man. Tuesday, December 24, right? Yeah. 2019. I don't know if they still do, because I don't keep track of this shit anymore, but when I was in high school, and I guess during that whole period, everybody went to the goddamn river in the summer. Everyone went to the Colorado River. And here in the L.A. area, in other words, suburban L.A., like where I grew up in Arcadia, Pasadena, they went to the river. And with their boats, sometimes they took bikes. And I thought it would sounded really cool, but I never went because, I don't know, I didn't get invited, and I really didn't try to push it, you know. It just, I think it was mostly these kids going with their families, you know. But now, I wouldn't be caught fucking dead, crammed into some motherfucking beach on the Colorado River with 900 assholes in their fucking jet skis. Are you kidding? But that's me now, because I'm a curmudgeonly old prick. When I was young, all I wanted was to be accepted by people. I wanted people to like me. I didn't want anybody to think that I was weird, because I was weird, you know, because I knew deep down I was really fucking weird, and I didn't want to be weird. I wanted to be a normal guy, you know. That informed a lot of my life. Talking about once again the Colorado River. So the lesson there, just be weird. If you're weird, be weird. It's okay. As long as you're not committing any crimes, stand up for yourself, be weird, because you're probably... That probably will lead you to some great successes, being yourself. It can never fail to lead you, being yourself, to lead you to success, as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as you're not a narcissistic piece of shit, you know. And God knows we have those. Water skiing the Colorado River. So I really wanted to go to the river because it sounded like the cool place to go. And I'm actually grateful now that I never did, because it sounds like an affront to all of nature. But then, I don't know. Okay, and a lot of people who are river fans out there say, what the fuck do you know, Henry? You've never been there. You're right. But all I'm doing here is just a little stupid-ass digital show here, so you can take it or leave it. But I wouldn't wipe my fucking ass with the Colorado River when you motherfuckers are out there. How about that? I'm kidding. I'm fucking joking. Look at that. The Packers won 23-10. Well, that's meaningful. Used to be, not anymore. Okay, now, Let's go back to where we came from. Did I already download this? I'm going to do it again. There. Boom. Now it's downloaded twice. Like as if I didn't already fucking need that shit. I've downloaded it twice. All right. So, here's what we're going to do. We'll head on back over to the 24th of December of the year of our Lord, yours and my Lord, 2018. Let me just kind of back it up here, you know, and shit like that. Okay. All right, there we go. Look at that. Look at that. I have the same background. Look, look, see. I'll do this. And look. Wait. Here. Oh. Wait. Here. No, I can't because I've shifted it over. Never mind. Fuck. Fuck. Trying to get our asses together here. Because obviously I was doing music. We were probably in the middle of a pre-show. Look at that goddamn shirt I'm wearing. You gotta see this, you guys. So, this is...
Let me tell you something. If that is the biggest load of horse shit I've ever heard of in my life, there's no goddamn way.
So, that's me doing... I guess it's... It sounds like Don Mixa. Look at that shirt. I don't know if I have that shirt anymore.
I love your program, but you think for one goddamn minute, I love Donald Trump. I'm not bailing out on Donald Trump. I voted for his ass, and that's all it is to that, you know, and I'm...
What are we doing, man?
Room.
This is it. This is the name of this... Christmas Eve.
Let's see if where I start the show.
Yes.
I start the show someplace. At some point, the show will begin. Here I am. You know that I'm here. Hello, it's Phil. All right, just queuing this up. We got a commercial we're going to do. And then we're... at the rug, as if that's where she's going to take the shit. But now she's getting into the cat box. Oh, she's figured out. Oh, yeah, this
Brea,
is
Brea was still alive. These references to Brea really get to me, man. It's like, poor little Brea.
How you doing, baby? How you doing, sweetheart?
All right, man, let's get this fucking thing going.
Goddamn okay? Right, bitch.
Jesus H.
Yeah,
that's Christ. Fucking A. It's going to be a long edit night.
Yeah? Why is that?
A long night of editing on this motherfucker.
Why?
Well, that's okay. I don't... The cool thing is our webmaster, Nate Bernard, lives in New York.
So we got damn posted
shit,
early.
It's all keyworded and... Well, college football season is now in full effect.
Oh, the Alamo.
Yeah, the Alamo...
Now in full effect, and some of the biggest matchups are happening this week.
You looking at Brea?
Yeah, I know she's behind me. Yeah, she's drinking her water. The Alamo Bowl. No.
Poor Brea.
Oh, the Alamo.
Yeah, the Alamo is a bird.
No, it ain't. It's the name of the rental car company. The Alamo Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the highly anticipated playoff games with the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl on Saturday night. BetOnline.ag, the exclusive partners of podcast.
The first of the year is coming up.
Sportsnet. Huh? Is the... Let's run at that again. Yeah. BetOnline.ag, the exclusive partners of Podcast One Sportsnet, is at stake in those two games.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong. A lot at stake in those two games with the winners moving on to the championship game on January the 7th. So all...
Let me check out and see what... it's almost an hour-long show.
Play. Use the promo code Podcast One for a 50% sign up bonus.
Friends at Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
This is Heather Dubrow from Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey, it's Steve Austin from the Steve Austin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Riggle
and Sarah.
Now, all those shows are still around, aren't they?
Bristow from Off.
I don't know. Are they?
Hey, this is Kelty from Lady Gang. Happy holidays from Podcast One.
And I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Phil Hendry. Happy holidays. Happy, you know, not... Okay. What was that? All right, that'll cue it. That's close enough, bitch. All right. Now, what were we talking about? What is going to be on the show? Let's see. Here I go. I'm going to sneeze again. Ah, fuck. Yeah, motherfucker. Phil recaps activities from last week. All right, here we go.